I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
We're so happy that you joined us today. So we're going to talk about having some family fun and memories in the kitchen.
That's right. Now, what we're discussing today, LaVon, isn't necessarily in the kitchen, but yet it is in the kitchen.
And it could be.
Yes. This is like a guessing game here.
Yes.
And it can be for any age person, an adult and a child. And this is what I'm pegging as the new kid on the block. And what is that, LaVon?
Well, we're going to be talking mostly about the Harvest Market and a food contest, and making a food for the contest. But I want to, when I've been telling people about Harvest Market, first thing I say is, we're having a farmer's market. And they look at me with this really strange look, like, it's a little late. I don't think I want to go outside to a farmer's market.
It's not outside, though, is it?
That's right. It's at the community center in Atlantic. And it's happening just in time to buy lots of goodies for Thanksgiving. It's happening November 24th. That's a Monday from 4 to 8 p.m. And, you know, if you didn't have time to make a pie, or that's mm-hmm. not the thing you like to do, mm-hmm. or perhaps you'd like some fresh greens for a salad.
Oh, yum. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Or maybe you have a favorite sweet potato dish. You can buy all that stuff fresh, and it's all locally grown.
And that really helps support our local economy.
Absolutely, both from the grower standpoint as well as the people who buy it. You know, that money all goes back into circulation. It is economic development. Some people don't relate farmers markets, local food production, and it's not just farmers markets, but local food production to economic development. And it really is. But it's such tasty economic development.
That's my favorite kind. Indeed.
Yes. And, you know, I think when we talk about Harvest Market, we talk about fresh food, fresh locally grown food, people go, mm-hmm. but it's the end of November. What could there possibly be?
Tell us.
Well, we've been talking about this, and because yeah. the first thing I think maybe comes into mind is pumpkin.
Of course, yes. Getting into the Thanksgiving time, yes.
You bet.
And why is that? Is that because of the pilgrims?
Oh, probably.
I guess when I hear pumpkin, I have vision of pilgrims in my mind.
Those people with the tall hats
yes,
on.
Yes, yes, and the Mayflower in the background.
Yes. And then those related squashes, like butternut squash, is wonderful. You could make a wonderful pie out of butternut squash mm-hmm. in addition to all kinds of other great things. Sweet potatoes.
Yes.
Oh, and
yes.
There's just dozens of things to do with sweet potatoes. Mm-hmm. But there are a few things like potatoes.
Yes.
And onions. Mm-hmm. Maybe carrots.
Okay.
What else can
parsnips?
You think?
Parsnips. Would that work?
Yeah.
And I know you had mentioned kale.
Yes.
That could be used.
Some people, there's some things that are still growing like that. Maybe not so much outdoors as those people who have high tunnels. And I know there are a number of people who have those.
Okay.
So, yeah, the possibilities for fresh harvest food is maybe a longer list than we originally thought.
Okay. And what else will be featured at the Harvest Market other than local seasonal produce?
Well, when you want to think about this is local, home-crafted things. And when we say local, it doesn't have to be Cass County. It could be Southwest Iowa.
Alrighty.
But some of the other things you might think of, I know you would think of homemade pie, homemade cake, homemade bread.
Cheesecakes.
Yes, all those things
cookies.
That are homemade. Mm-hmm. And there will be folks there. Like our Daily Bread, for instance. There are others also. There are three or four people who have those kinds of fresh homemade goodies, just in case you don't have time to make your own.
Yes.
And then, how about jams and jellies? Wouldn't that be great to have on your Thanksgiving table?
Yes, and something new and different, perhaps, than what you've made if you're a jam and jelly maker.
Right. So there'll be several of those kinds of things in the food line. And then there's going to be some things, maybe you're looking for a Christmas gift. There's going to be some crafters there, again, with the locally homemade, home-crafted kinds of items. And there's one list that you might think of is beer.
Ah, tell me about that.
Yeah, well, it's a local person who's making their own beer, and you'll be able to sample some of that, I believe.
Okay.
That's the thing about with a number of these, you're going to be able to sample some things as well as buy. Not all of the vendors are giving samples, but some of the vendors are having what I'm calling are chefs in training.
Yes, nice.
A couple of the students from the Atlantic High School in Family Consumer Sciences are going to be preparing some of the to feature one of the products that the vendor is selling.
And will that happen at a certain time during the farmer's market?
Well, we hope that's going on the whole time for the test, unless, you know, we have so many tasters they run out. But we're planning that it would be throughout. And then we're also going to have another celebrity chef who probably a little later in the after, well, evening, I guess we should say. So there'll be some sampling going on.
Okay.
As well as, just looking at everything. And something that we probably haven't thought about in the past, we're going to have some real goat cheese.
Interesting. Now, why will that be a feature item?
Well, it's locally grown. It's locally produced from local local goats, right?
Okay, all right.
But the person who makes it, you know, is doing that with her own sheep and goats. And so that's another thing that, you know, if you've wanted to have goat cheese, you've probably had to go, well, I was going to say go out of town. I'm thinking you maybe have to go to Omaha, Des Moines, somewhere.
City.
But we do have some local stores that have that too, so
okay.
I shouldn't say that. So that will be one that I think people won't have thought about. Now, mentioning goats, another person has the products made from goat milk, like hand lotions and those kinds of things.
Interesting.
And people have really loved her soap that she makes with goat milk.
I wonder what the advantages using.
Well, so for one thing, it's all natural.
Okay.
You know, there are no lots of additives. And but other than, now she does use usually essential oils, the natural oils, to put some odor to them, some nice smelling things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're looking for a nice gift, that might be a good thing.
Okay. What else is going to be?
What else is there going to be? Well, I want to mention that there's going to be kettle corn.
Oh, yum.
You know, for a snack. And then
will they actually be making the kettle corn then?
I think not.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking not. I think they'll buy it prepackaged. And then they might want to stop by and see you and me.
I would think so, because we want to visit with our listeners, too, and introduce ourselves to them. We'll be wearing the black aprons with the gold Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene printing on it. So you'll surely be able to see us. LaVon, you're going to be selling some mini chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, I'm thinking somebody might want to have a little snack during the time they're there, because we will not have a meal available to people. But between the popcorn and the chocolate chip cookies and a few other tastings, you can kind of get a little stave off the hunger till a little later.
Well, what would a farmer's market or a fair be if you couldn't walk around and eat something
at
the same time?
Absolutely.
And Miss Nene will have her booth be a part of that booth too. And it will be my pleasure to show the listeners some of the dessert items that I make. And I certainly am welcome to taking orders for the Thanksgiving holiday and even going on into the Christmas season and beyond.
And yes, it'll be fun for if people, especially if they're not acquainted with your products, to see those, because we'll have some pictures and do that ordering. And then just get acquainted with you, because some people say, who's Miss Nene? So now they'll be able to say,
yes,
I met Miss Nene.
Well, and put a face with a voice,
you
too.
Bet.
That's always
you
very
bet.
Important.
And then there's going to be a couple of educational kinds of exhibits there from Cass County Extension, and they're going to be selling the Master Gardener cookbooks in addition to a whole lot of other stuff.
Okay.
Cass County Health System is going to be serving apple cider and giving you some great information. And the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce is going to be there. And also, we probably shouldn't forget to mention the Cass County Local Food Policy Council. They're the ones who are sponsoring all of this and sponsoring the Farmers Market grant that's making all of this happen.
Wonderful.
So people go,
wonderful.
Cass County Food Policy Council, I don't know about them. Well, this is a good time to stop by, see some of the people who are on it, and find out more about the Cass County Food Policy Council and what they're doing for Cass County.
And I see, according to the information that is being used for advertising, is that there is a best of the market local foods contest. And for more information on that, we'd like you to contact Chelsea Amundson at the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce. She is the one who has been hired in with this grant to to make all this work, including all the farmers markets that were held in the county this summer. So please contact Chelsea for more information if to enter the recipe contest or to come and be a part of the farmers market.
We want lots of shoppers. It's going to be exciting. We're going to have music. There's got lots of things going on. You don't want to miss it.
Exactly. That is Monday evening, November 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. Come and sample and just enjoy your evening. And bring the children because they'll have a great time too. We have just had so much fun telling you about this new venture in Atlantic and for our Cass County area. We hope that you will come and be a part of that. And remember that fond family memories start in the kitchen.